亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
非常感恩，在这纪念神的儿子耶稣基督复活的日子当中。
I'm very appreciative to be here on such a day when we remember what the Son of God did for us.
而且又有十多位的弟兄姊妹要受洗归入主的名下。
Also, we have about 15 brothers and sisters will be baptized today, and it's a day to celebrate.
小路牧师告诉我说，让我能够用这个时间给这些受洗的弟兄姊妹在主里有一些劝勉。
And Pastor Zeus told me to come here to give some encouragement to the brothers and sisters will be getting baptized today.
所以我特别用洗礼之后这样的一个题目跟大家来分享。
So today my topic will be after baptism.
我们刚才有读到这几处的经文。
Earlier we just read a few Bible scriptures.
它告诉我们怎样在主面前来读圣经。
They teach us how to read Bibles.
要做一个多多读经的人。
To become somebody who read more Bible.
也让我们能够不住的去祷告
，and teach us to pray without ceasing，
而且能够不断的去传福音
，and let us to also spread the gospel widely。
我们每一个信靠耶稣基督的人
，everyone who follow Jesus and trust Jesus，
神把这样的福分和恩典赐给我们
，and God has entrusted us with such blessing and grace。
当我们信主受洗之后。
And when we decide to follow Jesus and being baptized,
能够在这些事情上面来用心
and we just need to focus on such things.
当我们讲到这个多多读经的时候
when we talk about read more Bible,
彼得前书二章的二节告诉我们
it says on First Peter chapter 2,
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation.
在圣经当中，把神的话称呼为纯净的灵奶。
In the Bible, it's called the words of God to be pure spiritual milk.
今天在这个世界里面。
So in today's world,
满了各种各样的谎言
they are full of deceit.
满了各种各样似是而非的东西
There are a lot of things that's not clear and it's very not clear. And, yeah.
神的道是真理
But the word of God is truth.
它是纯净的灵奶
It is called the pure spiritual milk.
因此我们受洗之后要在神的话语上面来用心。
So after we get baptized, we need to focus on the word of God.
特别约翰福音的一章一节告诉我们。
Especially in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was a word, and the word was with God.And the word was God.
你特别留意最后那几个字。
You should pay special attention to the last few words.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
当我们手里拿着那本圣经。
When we're holding the Bible in our hand.
当我们翻开圣经来到神面前的。
When we open the Bible and come right in front of God.
我们需要被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
我们需要在主面前有一个敬畏的心。
We need to come to God with fear.
因为道就是神。
Because the word was God.
当我们讲到在这地上的日子当中。
When we're talking about the days we have on this earth.
能够做一个与主同行的人。
We become somebody who will be a partaker with God.
最直接的方式，最有效的方式
，the best way and the most efficient way，
那就是来到神的话语面前。
It just come right in front of the word of God。
因为 这道就是神。
Because the word was God.
在诗篇119篇的72节里面。
In the book of Psalm, chapter 11:19.
圣经是这样说的。
It says so.
你口中的训言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
很多时候我们讲到读圣经。
A lot of time when we're talking about reading Bible.
我们会觉得好像又多了一样要去做的事情。
We feel like maybe there's just one more things to be on the to-do list.
我们做基督徒的人在恩典之下来做非常非常要紧。
But those actually we're doing through the grace of Jesus.
我们不是在律法之下，不是在重担之下来做这事。
We're no longer under the law. It's not a task. It's not a burden.
凡是经上所告诉我们的，都是神给我们恩典的一部分。
Everything God put onto His Bible, it's part of His grace to us.
当你意识到神的话语有多么宝贵的时候。
When you realize how precious the word of God really is.
当你真的知道神口中的训言与你我有益，胜于千万的金银。
When you truly understand the law of, what God told us is actually better than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
我们来到主面前，天天读经都来不及。
And then we will just come and rush to the word of God every day to read His words.
因为每一句神的话都胜于千万的金银。
Because every word uttered out of His mouth is better than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
曾经有一个弟兄哈，他在国内是做生意的。
There's a brother in China. He was a businessman.
他当时在做一个7亿多的那样的一个工程。
He was invested in a project which about worth $700 million.
结果那个工程没有做成，他欠了不少的债。
But end up the project the business didn't go well. End up he owed about $40 million in the end in debt.
他把自己的房子卖了，他把自己的车子都给卖掉了。
And then he had to sell his house and his car and everything.
他把所有的东西都给赔进去了，还欠了4000多万。
And but he just owed like everything into debts, but still owned $40 million in debts.
他的妻子和他的孩子们都跑去躲起来了。
And but his wife and his children have to just hide away and.Can see their identities, just hide away.
因为那些讨债的人到处都在找他们一家的人。
Because of the debtors, they've been going after their entire family and having them to repay them back.
这个弟兄到了最后，自己也想了结自己的性命了。
So at the end of this brother, he have actually thought just to kill himself.
也就是在那一种情况之下。
So under that circumstances,
弟兄姊妹也为他祷告。
And his brothers and sisters was praying for him.
他也在神面前读经。
He came to the Lord and read his words.
神给了他一句话。
And this is what the God gave to him.
箴言书28:13。
And it's in the Proverbs and chapter 28:13.
遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通。承认一记罪过的必蒙连续。
Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.
神把这句话为他来赐下。
So God give him this Bible scriptures.
让他有勇气去面对那些讨债的人。
Allow him to have the courage to really face all his creditors.
让他能够做一个当面去跟他们道歉认罪的人。
Make him become a person who is able to come in front of them to really just confess and apologize.
所以他做了一个决定。
So he made a decision.
他找了一个时间，把这些那些他欠债的一个一个都给找来。
So Andaba, he found the time and just call all his creditors come to him.
他把他们分成两批。
So he made them to be two groups.
所以他先跟那第一批见面。
So he met the first group.
他说那人一个个进来的时候呢，那都是面带凶光。
So everybody came in, they looked pretty mad and angry, looks vicious.
等到大家坐稳之后，他跟大家道歉。
So once they sit down, and he started apologizing to them all.
他告诉他们说他不再跑了，他不再躲了。
He told them he will no longer run away.
他会尽他自己的本分，在这些事情上面来负责任。
So he told them he will try his best to be responsible, to be accountable for what he did.
虽然他不知道这钱什么时候能够还清。
Although he had no idea how long it would take him to really repay everything back.
但是只要他能够做到，他一定尽力。
But as long as he's able, he will just strive his best.
他也分享到在这个过程当中，他自己做的不该做的一些决定。
So he also shared with them there are some mistakes he made, was not wise.
等到那个聚会结束之后
，After the meeting finished，
那些原本一个个面带凶光的人
，So those people who walking such a very angry, upset, and vicious，
他们心里都柔和下来了
，And but they have a softened heart，
他们也更理解他了。
So they start to understand him.
竟然告诉他说
And they even told him.
你去把嫂子跟孩子们给叫回来。
Yeah, you can just go and ask your wife, your children to come home.
我们不再骚扰他们了。
And we will no longer after them.
他用同样的方式去见第二批的人。
So he'd been using the same way to go see the second group of people.
同样的事情照样发生。
Actually, the same thing happened.
当他得到神的一句话。
And when he received one sentence from our Lord.
当他照着主的话语去行的时候。
When he obeyed what God told him to do.
这一句话胜于千万的金银。
So this word from God actually is better than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
当神的百姓晓得来到神面前读经的时候
When God's people know to come to God and read his words,
道就是神，这是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
And then the word becomes God. This is a great mercy God gave to us.
有一次我在带着一群孩子们聚会的时候
There's one time I was gathering with a group of children.
我们读到诗篇119篇的72节。
So we read about the book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse 72.
因为圣经说，神口中的训言与我们有益，胜于千万的金银。
Because God says the law of God of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
当时我就问那些孩子们说
So at that time I asked those children.
如果今天这边有一句是神的话
So if today right in front of you on the right there's a words from God.
如果这边有一座是新盖的一千万的房子
Okay, on the left there's a million dollar, $10 million house.
现在你们只能够选一样。
So now you only can pick one.
请问你们选哪一样？
Which one will you pick?
半天没有一个人回答。
And for quite a while, no one actually answered me back.
到了最后的时候，有一个男孩子说话了。
At the end of it, there's one boy responded.
他说我两样都要。
Actually, I want both of them.
因为神的话说，你口中的训言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
Yeah, because in the Bible it says that the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
所以他不敢说神的话，他可以不要。
So he dare not to say he forsake the words of God.
但是那一千万的房子更实在，就摆在眼前。
But however, the house worth $10 million is actually worth quite a bit, and he also wanted.
那肯定不能放下的。
So of course, it's hard for him just to let go of it.
后来我又再问那些孩子们说哈。
So I asked those kids again.
我说你听清楚了。
Just listen to me clearly.
你只能选一样。
You can only pick one.
在这两个当中你选一样。
You can only pick one out of those two.
你会选什么？
And which one would you pick?
还是过了好半天哈。
After quite a while.
又是那个男孩子在那里回答。
And same boy responded.
他说我还是两样都要。
I still want both of them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹哈。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们会做什么选择？
Which kind of choice will we make?
神的话在你的眼中有多少分量？
How much the words of God worth inside of you?
所以做一个多多读经来享受神恩典的人。
So become somebody who read more Bibles and to enjoy the grace of the Lord.
因为道就是神。
Because the word was God.
除了多多读经之外，我们也说常常祷告。
Besides reading Bibles, we also say pray without ceasing.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章的十七节说不住的祷告。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, it says pray without ceasing.
所以每个做神儿女的人，我们来到主面前。
So every children of God and come to the Lord.
你我是借着祷告与主来相连的。
And you and me actually connect to Lord through the prayer.
让祷告成为我们生命不可分割的那部分。
Let prayer become a undetachable part of our life.
让祷告成为我们生命的一个音乐的背景。
Let prayer become a background music of our life.
主耶稣就着祷告给我们极大的应许。
And our Lord Jesus, through prayer, He gave us so much promises.
我们说读经是神给我们的恩典。
We say reading Bible is actually the grace coming from God to us.
祷告是神给我们另外一个恩典。
And prayer is actually another blessing came from God to us.
在约翰福音十四章十二到十四节的里面。
In Gospel of John, in chapter 14, verse 12 to 14,
主耶稣这样说,
this is what Lord Jesus said.
我实实在在地告诉你们,
Truly, truly, I say to you,
我所做的事,信我的人也要做,并且要做比这更大的事,因为我往父那里去。
Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than this will he do, because I'm going to the Father.
这是一个了不得的恩典。
This is an incredible grace.
如果神的儿女真的能够活在这样的话语当中，
If the children of God can truly live in such a word,
我们的生命真的不一样了。
Our life will definitely be different.
基督徒在这个世代的见证也真的不一样了。
And the witness, testimony of the Christian in such a world will be different.
那我们怎样才能够真的活出十四章十二节这里所描述的呢？
But how can we truly live out what it says here in Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12?
用什么样的方式才能够让我们去经历约翰福音十四章十二节在这里所提到的呢？
Only through the way God told us, we are able to really experiencing what God has told us here in this Bible verse.
接着十三节和十四节，主耶稣告诉我们了。
Then verse 13 and 14, Lord Jesus says.
实际上，正是接着我们来到主面前不住的祷告，让我们能够经历十二节所描述的。
Actually, the only way for us to experience what says in verse 12 is only through us coming to the Lord and pray without ceasing.
所以在十三节和十四节里面，主耶稣这样说。
So here he says in verse 13 and 14.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就教父因儿子的荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Whatever you ask in my name,This I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
所以在基督徒的生命当中,
So in the life of a Christian,
我们盼望能够与主同行。
And we are walking alongside of our Lord Jesus.
我们盼望能够更多的去经历见证主奇妙的作为。
We hope we are able to experience His goodness in our life.
除了多多读经之外，还要常常的祷告。
And besides read more Bible, we also need to pray without ceasing.
主耶稣在路加福音十八章一到八节的里面教导我们常常祷告。
And Lord Jesus told us in his book of Luke in chapter 18 and verse 8 to 8.
主耶稣他当时设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
And Lord Jesus gave his disciple a parable, encouraged his disciples to pray without ceasing.
他用这个一个寡妇到不义的官面前去求一件事情。
So he used a parable of a widow who ended up have to go to the officials to keep begging or asking as a story to teach his disciples.
最后因着这个寡妇不住的来找这个法官。
Because of this widow continuously going to the official and keep asking.
以致他最后就应允他了。
And at the end of the official said yes or agreed to what the widow asked for.
主耶稣接着这样的一个比喻提醒我们这些神的百姓。
So Lord Jesus is using this parable to remind his own children.
一个寡妇到不义的官面前这样求，他尚且答应。
So when the widow went for an unjust official, even he agreed for her or did what she asked for her.
更何况是神的儿女来到阿爸父的面前。
And what about when the children of God and come to the Heavenly Father?
他说阿爸父要为他们伸冤了。
And the Lord Jesus definitely will give to what they ask for.
他说天父已经为我们忍了多时。
And Lord said the Father has been waiting for such long for this time to come.
主耶稣说，我告诉你们要快快的给他们伸冤了。
And the Lord Jesus told them, and the official will surely agree or give to what the woman, a widow was asking for.
在路加福音十八章第八节最末了的时候。
And at the end of book of Luke in chapter 18,
因着不义的官都这样坐在那个寡妇的身上。
So even when unjust official even did such a thing to a widow.
更何况是阿爸父。
What about our Heavenly Father?
阿爸父要快快的给他们伸冤了。
And the Heavenly Father will speedily and to do what we've been asking for.
所以到了这个第八节的末了。
So to the end of verse number 8.
主耶稣说，然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗？
So he said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
接着最后的这个问话。
And using the last question he asked.
主耶稣给我们一个极大的提醒。
And Lord Jesus gave us a reminder.
原来神的百姓在神面前怎么祷告
？To teach us how the children of God ought to pray in front of God.
直接关乎到你向着神的真实的信心。
So this is directly about the faith we have towards our Heavenly Father.
你对神的信心怎么样，决定了你在神面前怎么祷告。
How much faith we have towards our Heavenly Father that will decide.How we will pray in front of him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前是否真的常常祷告
？So my brothers and sisters, do we pray without ceasing in front of our God?
腓立比书四章六到七节，圣经这样说。
For the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, give your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
我们提到神口中的信源胜于千万的金银。
We talk about the words from our Lord is better than 1,000 gold and silver pieces.
腓立比书四章六到七节就是这样的经文。
And so, such a word in Philippians book, chapter 6 and verse 6 to 7 is such a word.
如果你真的得到这两节经文。
So if you truly receive those two, scriptures.
如果你真的照这两节经文去做。
If you truly follow what God told us here,
你会发现人花千万的金银想去买的东西买不到。
So you will find even the people who using thousand gold and silver trying to purchase, they won't be able to find it.
但是当你来到主面前接着祷告的时候，那种出人意外的平安你却得着了。
But if we come to the Lord and by prayer and supplication, and you will surely receive it.
接着你常常的祷告。
Through your prayer without ceasing.
神要把这种出人意外的平安为我们来赐下。
The Lord wants to give you such a peace that's beyond understanding to you.
所以在洗礼之后多多的读经。常常的祷告非常要紧。
So after you've been baptized and read more Bible and pray without ceasing is very important.
除了读经，除了祷告之外，也做一个广传福音的人。
And besides reading Bible and besides a prayer, and you also need to be somebody who spread the gospel widely.
在马可福音第五章的里面记载到一件事情。
In the book of Mark, chapter 5.
有一个原本被鬼附的人，他的鬼被主耶稣赶出去了。
So there is a man who was possessed by a demon, and the Lord Jesus delivered him from the demon.
他要跟着主耶稣去，主耶稣告诉他一句话。
And when the man want to follow Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus told him,
他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你做的事何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
So Lord Jesus told him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and how He has made mercy on you."
一个信了主的人，把这个福音传给自己的亲朋好友，这是本分。
And someone who is already a believer to give his gospel to his friends and family, it's something we ought to do.
这是神给我们的命令。
It's a command from our Lord to us.
因为我们领受了神儿子耶稣基督胜过死亡又复活的生命。
Because we already received the resurrected life from our Lord Jesus.
所以我们愿意我们的亲朋好友也能够得到这个福音。
So we really want our families and friends also receive the gospel.
在保罗写给提摩太的书信当中。
In the letter, Apostle Paul wrote it to Timothy.
在四章五节里面他这样说，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难。做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry."
这是保罗所写的最后的书信。
This is the last letter Apostle Paul wrote.
他告诉提摩太说，你要做传福音的工作。
He told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist.
当我们去看这个路加福音十六章的时候，
When we read about Gospel of Luke,
那里有讲到一个财主的呼声。
And in the chapter 16, it's talked about the outcry of a rich man.
我们读圣经，神给我们一个极大的恩典。
So it is a grace God gives us to us when we read Bible.
他把将来还没有发生的事情事先告诉我们了。
He kind of told us what have not happened to us already.
他把我们眼睛看不见的那些事情白纸黑字写在经上了。
He have told us what we have not seen with our bare eyes and written in the book.
原来那些没有信靠耶稣基督的人。
And those people who not believe in Jesus.
他们会落在那个火里面。
And they will end up to be in the burning fire.
到时他们苦不堪言。
And that time they will be in tormenting and suffering.
甚至他们都不愿自己的亲人去到那个地方。
So at that time, they wouldn't like their family to actually going through what they've been through.
主已经这样告诉我们了。
And the Lord Jesus already told us so.
让我们今天就有这个机会能够做一个传福音的人。
So let us today and to become somebody who are spreading the gospel.
所以当时这个财主在圣经里面说。
So in the book, the rich man said.
他说我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
So he said, then I beg you, Father, to send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
主已经接着这样一个比喻，把末了那些人面对的结局事先告诉我们了。
So Lord Jesus already using this parable to reveal what will happen at that time.
亚伯拉罕回答说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从他说我主亚伯拉罕呢、啊、不是的若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去他们必要悔改
But Abraham said They have Moses and the prophets Let them hear them And he said No Father Abraham But if someone goes to them from the dead They will repent
我们看见财主在这里所求的。
So let's see what the rich man is asking right here.
他盼望他的五个兄弟不用到这里来。
He wishes his five brothers will not be ending at the same place as he was.
他在这里求能够有一个人从死里复活去跟他们讲这事。
So he was asking for somebody to go back to them from dead and for them to repent.
我们看见这件事情真的发生了。
So we truly see this is actually what happened.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
Our Lord Jesus actually raised from the dead.
真的有这样一位从死里复活的主。
There truly such a Lord and is raised from dead.
我们今天就是在他复活的日子在这里来聚集。
And today we actually gather on such a day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们要将这样的福音向我们的骨肉之亲来传扬。
So we are to spreading this gospel to our friends and families.
所以受洗之后，我们需要多多的读经。
So after we getting baptized, we need to read Bible.
我们需要常常的祷告。
We need to pray without ceasing.
我们也需要广传福音。
We also need to spread the gospel widely.
我们也需要做一个委身教会的人。
We also need to become someone who is committed to the church.
为什么委身教会那么要紧呢？
Why committed to a church is such a crucial thing?
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章里面这样说。
So Lord Jesus in the book of John, or Gospel of John, chapter 15.
他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Lord Jesus said in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们都非常清楚，若是离了主，我们就不能做什么。
So we all understand, we all know, apart from our Lord, there's nothing, we can do nothing.
那今天教会它是主的身体。
So today, the church is a body of Christ.
以弗所书一章二十三节就是这么说的。
The book of Ephesians, it says, which is his body,
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of Him who fills all in all.
我们怎样离不开主，我们就怎样离不开教会。
So basically, if we cannot be apart from Lord Jesus, same thing, we cannot be apart from the church.
所以这个枝子怎样连于葡萄树？
So how the branches is abide in the vine.
今天也显明在我们怎样与教会之间的连结。
Today, the same thing, and how we abide to the church.
无论我们到了哪里，我们重要跟神的儿女在一起。
Wherever we go, we ought to be together with the children of God.
希伯来书十章的二十五节这样说。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 24.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not neglecting to meet together, as is a habit of some,But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
当我们信了耶稣基督
After we believe in Jesus,
神儿子的生命在我们里面
the life of Lord Jesus dwell in us.
我们称天上的神为我们的父
We call the Father in the heaven to be our Abba Father.
我们成了永生神的儿女
We become the sons and daughters of forever living God.
有一位神学家哈，他曾经说过这样的一句话。
There is a theology and says.
他说用什么来定义基督徒呢
？And how do I define a Christian?
他说最好的一个定义就是。
The best definition is.
有神做他父亲的人。
And somebody who has the Heavenly Father to be his father.
因为我们信了耶稣
Because we believe in Jesus.
因为我们做了神的儿女
Become the children of God.
因为天上的神是我们的父
Because the Father in heaven are our Abba Father.
除了你我之外，他还有许多其他的孩子
Besides you and me, he also have other children.
这就是神的教会
This is the church of God.
因此我们需要把自己放在神的家中。
So we need to put ourselves in the church, in the house of God.
委身在教会里面。
Commit to the church.
教会历史上的一位教父曾经这样说过。
There is a bishop in the Christian history. That's what he says.
他说，除非你有教会做你的母亲，否则无法拥有上帝成为你的父亲。
He says, unless you have the church as your mother, otherwise you cannot have God as your father.
唯愿我们每一个做神儿女的人
I just hope every one of us, children of God,
我们在洗礼之后
after we've been baptized,
都能够多多的读经
so we can read more Bible,
都能够常常的祷告
we'll pray without ceasing,
能够广传福音
We spread the gospel widely.
能够委身于教会
Also, we commit to the church.
求主帮助我们
Just pray for the Lord to help us.
我们在主面前一起来祷告
Let's just all pray together in front of the Lord.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们向你献上感恩
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to give you all the thanks.
为着耶稣基督死而复活的日子
And just for the day of Lord Jesus being resurrected.
为这一般的弟兄姊妹要受洗归入主你的名下。
For the brothers and sisters who will be baptized today to become to join the family of God.
我们在这里向你献上感恩。
Lord, we just come here, give you all the thanks.
求主你的话做他们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We just pray for your word to become the lamp of their feet, of to become the light of their path.
让他们在跟随主的日子当中
Let them during the day they are following Lord Jesus.
能够多多的读经，能够常常的祷告。
So they are able to read Bibles. They are able to pray without ceasing.
他们也能够做一个与亲朋好友传福音的人。
They also become somebody who spread the gospel amongst their friends and families.
委身在永生神的家中。
And they can commit themselves into the family of the everlasting God.
让他们得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
Let them receive life and life in the abundance.
谢谢我们的主，敬拜我们的神。
Thank you, Lord, and we just praise you and worship you.
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray this all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.